Right, good evening everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to this Exmouth Town Council planning meeting on Monday the 27th of February. Good evening everyone. Welcome to this Exmouth Town Council planning meeting on Monday the 27th of January, February, March, whatever, February. Item number one on the agenda is apologies. We have those from Frank Cullis and Lynn Elson. Do we have any further apologies at all? No. Okay, thank you very much. Item number two is the minutes of the meeting held on the 13th of February 2023. Does anybody have any comments on those minutes? Can we have a proposer and a seconder for noting those minutes? Councillor Bailey, Councillor Paul, thank you very much. Everybody, yes, I was going to say the, do your green ticks for yes or. Yeah, all those in favour, that's what I meant. There we go. Wow, that was a weird flashback. Item number three, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. So if any members have any items to declare, they may, can you say them now? We've got one from Councillor Paul. For the 5 Copperfield Close, because the applicant is a close neighbour. Both myself and Councillor Dumper have had dealings with the football club for the item on the added bit. I would say personally, I've had dealings with them, which I'm also a member of the Mufftown Casuals, the supporters club. So I would say probably that I should sit out that vote, or I should abstain. I don't know how you feel about your interest.
No, I've got a personal interest because I do deal with them on various things, but I haven't really dealt in any depth with that.
Okay.
So I'm prepared to
speak. That's great, thank you. Does anybody else have any declarations of interest? Councillor Frotego.
Yes, I assisted with the Rugby Club when I was a Holston Ward Councillor with advice when they first put in their planning application for the first application. And some of the committee members are known to me, but that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Any more at all? If you think of any as we go through, just let me know.
I think Fred has reminded me. I think the applicant at the Withycombe Rugby Club is known to me from school days.
Okay.
Dave Gillings.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much. So we now have our agenda item number four, urgent business. There is none other than the addendum, is there? So now we move to the easy bit. Tree and advertising consent applications. First one is in Brixington, planning application 2301253, Tree, Ferry Cross, Marley Road. The proposal is for an oak, which is to be pollarded at approximately 4.5 metres in height.
Is that pollarding?
I think that was a lot lower. Anyway, the tree officer's report has been circulated and recommends approval of slightly lesser works as highlighted in the photographs. So, Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
The tree officer's report was quite comprehensive and I suggest we go with that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cahill. And Councillor Helm as well.
Yeah, I go with the tree officer, that's what he's doing. I'm told.
Cool. Does anybody else have any comments at all? So I have a proposer and a seconder in favour of approval. All those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous, thank you.
It's very cross because the tree's coming down.
I don't know, if they keep talking, I'll be fairly cross. I'm joking. Littleham, now, planning application 23005A TCA. East Chexton, 4 Douglas Avenue. Proposals for 2 magnolias and 1 plum. To have the 2 magnolias and the plum reduced and shaped. The tree officer's report has been circulated and recommends approval. Oh, that's not what I meant to do. Councillor David Poore.
Thank you, Chair. I will go with the tree officer's report.
Thank you very much. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Likewise, Chair.
And Councillor Rosser.
Likewise.
Similar. Cool. Okay, so if proposing a second before approval. All those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous. Thank you. And we've come to Widdicombe Riley, planning application 22-28403, 26 Bradham Court. Proposals for an ash crown reduction in overall height to around 17 to 19 metres, 25 to 30% of the live crown. Retain all adventitious shoots, which is a new word to me entirely, and secondary branching proximal to the reduction cuts. And the target cuts are approximately 200 millimetres in diameter. Both Councillor Taylor and Gazzard at the District Council support the application, and Councillor Frank Cullis has also supported the tree officer's recommendation for approval. We don't actually have anybody to go to. Does anybody have any comments contrary to those? I'm happy to propose from the chair. Yeah, and Councillor Dumper's happy to second. So, proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Cool. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we move to planning applications. Planning application 230164 Full, 38 Green Park Road, to retain the existing single-storey extension and construct an infill extension and installation of cladding. We don't know if there's been any consultee responses because as we know, the council planning portal is down currently and probably will be for a couple of days. So at this point we're going blind and hoping that you know the property or that you looked before or seen it before. And if we can't come to a decision, we'll just say that. We'll say we're not in a position to because we haven't got the documents, we don't feel confident doing it. And you feel free as town councillors in that ward to, as soon as the planning portal is back, have a look at it and email your individual responses to them. That won't form the town council response, but they are able to do that.
Yeah, you can do it. But...
just on the comments section. Mm. It's not ideal. We've been put in a position this afternoon where a failing has been identified. Mm. So there's a need for there to be some sort of contingency, which isn't in place today. So, Councillor Fred Cagle, have you?
No.
No.
So I'm not going to comment on it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I haven't seen that, but if you look at the first one, it sounds like they're just going to do the infill. Mm. And so barring anything odd with the infill, I presume they're keeping the rest. But do we have any idea of what the cladding was going to be?
No, because we can't
tell. No information.
Can't really say anything.
I mean, there may be some cases in this where we have applications where we can say we're in favour of approval subject to such and such if it's obvious from the description what it is or if we know the property, but I don't think...
There's nothing I can say about this application, I'm afraid, sorry.
Yeah, and this is in no way a reflection on the town council, you know, it's just been put in this position. So, do we need to vote on saying nothing? No, we don't. Councillors don't feel that
we're unable to comment
due to the planning portal being down. Mm. And feel free, as I say, as soon as it's back, if you want to comment on the planning website, you can do that.
Okay, or we can get
I mean, the target date, sorry.
Have you looked at it?
I had a look on some yesterday. Mm. I didn't see any problem with this. It's a fairly small development as far as I can see. There's certain complaints to the neighbours, I suppose. It.
Okay. Mm. I mean, this is difficult, isn't it?
Mm. We've never been in this position, so I'm struggling somewhat. I mean, if the Brixington members, when the website is back up, maybe you can have an opportunity to have a look and then feed your comments back to me. And as long as they collate, we could do a ward decision, but I don't know.
This is not just about Brixton members, it's about all of us.
Yeah, there's a few that we can.
We can do this with every single one.
Well, we have done it historically where, for example, when we were in COVID, we have occasionally agreed that it could be ward members, but that has to be a committee decision. I'm just basing that on what we've done historically. Yeah.
I would say at this point, I mean, we can note down individual councillors, if they have looked at it, we can note down individual councillors' views.
Mm.
But say, in terms of an overall decision, we're not able to come to that. Does that seem fair?
Yeah.
So if you could note down what Andrew has said, but also...
What did you say, Andrew?
I said, how many uses of it, a fairly small change, as long as there weren't complaints of neighbours.
Okay. So now we move. We don't need to vote on that. I don't think, do we? We just note down individual comments, and if there's any councillors within a ward that feel they can't, that they're not aware of what the property, and then we'll just, we won't come to a formal decision. So we'll now move to planning application 230345 full, the retreat, St John's Road, two-storey extension to the side of the building. If we come to Councillor Coleman first.
Yeah, so this is a bit further out of the town. I don't know whether the issue possibly of it being up, but again, it wasn't... It doesn't impact anybody else's views, I would say. The only thing is it was because it was a sort of external development. But it's just along St John's Road, right at the end, almost the last house as you go out of town.
Right. Okay, Councillor Nicholas? Jerry, have you...
No, can you remember your microphone? Oh. Sorry. Just remember your microphones. I've just remembered.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't like to comment because a two-storey extension can be pretty intrusive, especially up there.
Yeah, and we're not sure as well whether it sits within boundaries of certain things. Or Councillor Cahill?
No further comment.
No, okay. So Councillor Coleman's comments are noted and we'll move on to... planning application 230294 full. Jerry, sorry, can you turn it off now?
Sorry.
Thank you. 6 Ashfield Close, a proposed single storey front porch extension. Again, no further information. Councillor Coleman.
Yeah, again, very small change. It looks rather weird. When it looks at the pictures, obviously I've got the pictures now, but whether it's something they work with number 5. So, only thing I would say, well, number 5, happy with it, number 6.
And I'm sure they'll say if they're not. So Councillor Cahill and Councillor Nicholas saying this previously, so we won't come to a formal decision because you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing with the front porch... The only thing with the front porch extension is how much it's going to jut out from the building line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed.
I can tell you a bit of information about this one. Haha. Just remembered something.
No, they don't want that.
It's a... I'll have to bring it up to explain. Bear with me. I think it was number 5 Ashfield. It was for a porch on the front. I think it might be this property here. So it's just changing this porch here to look a bit more like this one. And this is number 5 and that's number 6. So we've already said no objection to number 5.
Right.
And this is the number 6 one.
Number 6 is
one inside. They're joined together. So that's number 5 and that's number 6.
So they're going to do the project together.
They're put it together.
Right.
Yeah. So they've had, because it's set 2 separate houses, but it's
and
one porch.
Got residents up the road then.
Say again, Tracy.
I said they have precedence anyway.
Yes. That was the discussion for the number 5, that it's already been a precedent set, really, that it's already one on the road.
It's already got one.
Yeah.
So given that information, I'm assuming Councillor Carman would be happy to propose that. Would you be happy to second that, given the limited information that we've got?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy with that, Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have a proposal and a second for approval for that one. All those in favour? Cool. Thank you very much. That's unanimous.
I've got one.
Yeah. And you might need to justify why we've put in for some and not. But you can look at that one. And there was a previous application that you remember. So. Okay, so now we move to Holsden. Planning application 230322 full. Wigan Rugby Football Club. Construction of a single-storey side extension and to the existing clubhouse to provide 2 additional changing rooms. We have a comment from Councillor Elson, who lives nearby and therefore declares an interest. The club is expanding and, like many other clubs now, accommodating lady players. Right, let me start that again. The club is expanding and, like many other clubs, is now accommodating lady players, so new changing rooms are a requirement and there's no adverse effect on the street scene, so she has no objection. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, it does. In the past, we have approved much larger extensions, so I don't think in that respect it's not a problem. There is still sufficient room between the edge of the shower and the boundary for emergency exit if it was ever necessary. I see it's to accommodate lady rugby players, so presumably there are 3 showers. So I suppose one is for the prop forwards, one is for the wing backs, and the other one for the hookers, presumably. There could be a noise problem.
You can leave that bit from the tape.
From singing in the showers. I mean, if the lady players have got similar songs to the men's rugby players, it could get a bit raucous. But I'm sure the ladies will conduct themselves with great decorum. So I have no problems in putting no objection to this proposal.
I'm not really sure what to say, but thank you. Cheers, Brian.
No objection.
What a delight that was, I think.
You may have objections to my remarks.
Does anybody else have any... Brian, can you...
No objection.
No objection. Okay. Councillor Cahill.
Can we just clarify that this is an amendment to the original planning application? I couldn't say it's an amendment.
No, it's
I'm not.
Not
sure we can clarify at the moment.
It's not an amendment,
Fred.
It's a new application.
Oh, right. It's just that the applicant told me that it was an amendment.
They've submitted
an
number
of... Plan.
Yeah. So, but it's not an amendment. In terms of what you're talking about in this committee, they haven't submitted an application and it's been amended. This is a separate application in its entirety.
Okay, that's not the information that I've
covered by members. Yeah, I'll explain. we've got amended plans on the addendum, so that's amended to the submitted application. This is an application in its entirety. But yes, they would have had historical. They applied, I believe, and for an extension, didn't they? They've obviously proceeded with that and then they've decided to amend it and add it on something, but they have to submit a whole new application.
Yes, the first application was much more extensive, so this is much more, that's less obtrusive, so I can't see what a problem would be, actually. As far as street view is concerned, it's irrelevant.
I'm not saying this.
You just clarifying.
I'm just clarifying. Yeah,
that's fine. That's no worries at all. So we have a proposer. We have a virtual seconder who isn't here. Is anybody else willing to second it? Bearing in mind that if we say Councillor Paul for the conflict of interest, then potentially. So we have a proposer and a seconder for... Oh, did you have your hand up?
No.
Okay, I'm imagining things now. A proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. So now we move to application 2302434, 32 Elmfield Crescent, a proposed rear extension, front porch and internal alterations. Councillor Elson says that there are many similar extensions in this road and already one at the next door property. There are no other looking problems. Well, that's kind of, yeah. She concurs with Councillor Brian Toy's view that the appearance would look better if the front door porch was fully glazed. Steps are acceptable, although there are no similar porches nearby. Councillor Elson has no objection, but with the condition of full glazing to the porch. Councillor Brian Toy, Ollie, we already know what you think, apparently.
Yeah, that was really my suggestion. There are similar steps next door, but there's an open access then to the front door. This one will be enclosed, and as it's raised, and if it's brick built, it would look rather brutal, I think, from a point of view. So if it was glazed with glass, then... I think that would be very acceptable, so it is necessary for disabled access. So with Councillor Elson, I'd second Councillor Elson's proposals.
Cheers, Brian. Does anybody else have any comments at all? Is anybody willing to second that with the condition that the porch is fully glazed?
I'll second.
Yeah, okay, so thank you, Tim. Proposal and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? I think that's all those in favour.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian. We now move to Lilham, planning application 230254 full, flat 8, Heron Court, 5 Cranford Avenue. To replace the old wooden balcony single door with a single bar across with UPVC single pane double glazed door. Not sure that's a sentence, but hey. Again, we have no further information. We'll go across. Councillor Brian Bailey, if you've managed to look at it. If you haven't, don't worry, please just say that you haven't. That's fine.
No, I haven't had a chance to look at this one yet, sorry.
Okay, Councillor Paul.
Could you, if it helps my colleagues, I've actually got downloaded onto my tablet, so I'm happy to pass it over to them.
Okay.
I would strongly recommend people who come from a plan meeting actually download onto their devices prior to coming to the meeting.
Mm.
It helps a lot.
I think we've learned that today, haven't we? I mean, the thing is, we would probably need to do it couple of days before, just to be on the safe side, wouldn't we? Because we wouldn't have known today. But yeah, okay. Do you...
I'm happy to register no objections. I've checked the plans. They're minor.
Okay.
No problem.
Councillor Rosser.
Yeah, I've got no objection to this. It's so much surprised that like from planning commission really, I've actually missed those doors, so you can see.
Okay, so we do have a proposal and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Cool, thank you very much. So now we move to planning application 230074, 2 Turner Avenue, construction of a new attached dwelling in the garden of an existing house. Councillor Brian Bailey, have you seen this one at all? Or?
No, I haven't, no. Because I couldn't get any.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, that's, I just wondered if maybe you properly were.
No.
Councillor David Ford.
Thank you, Chair. Again, I've checked this. It is a repeat of an application which fell up at a time a couple of years ago. I've checked it. It's the same application. I'm happy to register no objection.
Okay, thank you. And this is one that we approved previously, did we? Right, okay. I'll come to you in a second, Brian. Councillor Rosser.
Yeah, I've not been able to access the documents, so I think I'll abstain.
Okay. Councillor Bontoy.
The time we turn around, you get absolutely chock-a-block with the parking, the overflow from the health centre. And I wonder whether that is going to, you know, put more stress in. I know we can't use parking. Mm. We've had no comment, I suppose, on highways. Yeah. We very rarely do. So that's the only question. But you know, if there are no other points to make, then I suppose we'd have to accept it. Mm.
I think in this case, I mean, we can note, if we can note Councillor Paul's comments, and actually Councillor Toys as well.
Yeah.
Because although we can't use it, it is, if we make the point often enough to highways,
they might listen. Yeah.
Well, they might do, but yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, no, absolutely. It makes this really difficult, doesn't it? Because we have these views and we can't tally, we can't put them anywhere if they're not commenting. But I think in this case, because we've only got one councillor, if it's all right to write down Councillor Paul's things, and we'll say that we don't feel we can vote on that one. Unless, no objections to that. No. Okay. Thank you very much. Councillor, planning application 230094 PVJ. This is a, what's the phrase? It's not a, it's a presumed permission or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is.
Basically, we can, the presumption is that this development can proceed with it. I haven't said what it is yet. Devon Cliffs Holiday Centre is the installation of some solar photovoltaic cells panels and the associated equipment on multiple roofs of the entertainment complex. It's not a planning application. This is the presumption is that this development can proceed without requiring planning permission unless we object on grounds of transport and highways, impact of the development, noise impacts of the development, contamination risks, flooding risks, and or whether the location or siting of the development makes it otherwise impractical or undesirable for the building to change to use as a state-funded school, or as the course may be, as the case may be, a registered nursery. Don't think Hayden will be turning into a school or a nursery, although, who knows these days. So we're basically commenting on whether or not we agree with them putting solar panels on the top of their entertainment complex. Councillor Rosser?
Yeah, I think we can go with this.
Cool, absolutely. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I have no objections to this.
Yeah. Cool, Councillor Bailey. I realise you haven't, but you know it's...
Well, I think this is a good idea. We should be encouraging this. Exactly right. Every new building that is built should have solar panels on it.
Yeah.
It's the way forward. And if we don't encourage our authority to get on with it, it'll never happen. We've been lots of chatting about doing this and lots of conferences about going green, which is very admirable, but when it comes to actually going green, this should have been legislated by the government years ago.
I think the fact that this is a presumed, whether it's permitted planning or something, isn't it? There's a name for it. But I think the fact that it is means that it has been legislated for. So we can't actually, unless there's a serious reason, turn around and say no. It's kind of presumed that they will be able to do this. I think that they have made it easier. Anyway, Councillor Cahill, thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Albeit though that this is, I'd like to bring this up because I think it's important. It comes under permitted development rights, but they have to give 56 days notice to the planning authority. And with commercial installations, there is criteria that they have to follow. Now, who places that criteria?
In terms of what sort of criteria is it? Well, I mean, the ones that are listed here.
Can I read this out to you? That's on the website.
Yeah, yeah, for
yeah. Permitted development rights were applied to solar PV systems installed onto commercial, industrial and agricultural roof spaces in England on the 6th of April 2012. The key piece of legislation is the Town and Country Planning General Permitted Development Amendment England Order 2012. Our understanding of the legislation is that installing a solar PV panel system will now in most cases come under permitted development if the installation is as below. Pitch roofs, the solar PV array must not protrude more than 200 millimetres above the roof line. Flat roofs, the highest part of the solar PV array must be less than 1 metre higher than the highest part of the roof, excluding any chimney. The PV array must be sited more than 1 metre away from the external edges of the roof, and as far as practicable, the PV array should be sited to minimise the effect on the external appearance of the building. Now, seeing as they want to put panels on all the built roof, on all the roofs of the buildings, as it says that there are multiple roofs, and there's some quite high entertainment complexes there. All I'm asking is, who polices that criteria?
That's a really, really good question.
Because if the planning office say, oh, it's permitted development in accordance with that legislation of 2012.
And then they build it and it's not.
And then it's just put out. Who polices it?
Yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't be.
Not police, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Enforced. Yeah. Would it be something that would have to, test would have to be passed before it got before the application was accepted, or
yeah, I mean,
it's being processed.
Yeah.
Can I just follow up, sorry, Joe? The reason I'm bringing this up is because there's been some very big solar farms applications out towards Bridport and other places, which have been quite contentious. And if we allow big, so I don't disagree with the idea and the idea of sort of creating power and all the rest of it, and I'm not saying that I'm against it, as long as it's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the answer to, so I don't know if this application is being submitted because it's outside the permitted development. So, for example, we get applications for fences, don't we? And normally you don't need planning permission for a fence. But if you want to build a fence, for example, at a certain height, you have to submit an application. I'm not sure if this is a case of this is outside the normal criteria, and so therefore they are submitting this application, or it is part of the process of the. I'm not sure of the answer.
And the other question I would have is these solar voltaic PV panels recyclable?
Again, not able to answer it, but again,
we know that in America they're landfilling solar panels because they're made of non-recyclable material. So once again, it's a new point, isn't it, about being carbon neutral?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if we state, because we're not expected to come to a decision, if we state that in theory we have no objection, but also to know your views.
Well, it's not just my views, it's about making sure that it's right, because...
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If it's out of keeping and it doesn't fit with the criteria, then it shouldn't be built.
Absolutely.
Because you can... That's life, it will reflect and it will show up and all the rest of it. So, anyway, that's my comment.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Toy.
I wonder why there are different criteria for schools and nurseries. I mean, we've got, the Golfing Hall is used as a nursery, isn't it? We've got solar panels on that, no problem. I wonder, are they worried about kids climbing on the roof or something because they've got their different criteria?
No. We've got solar panels on the school that are working, so Mm. Yeah, maybe that's often from climbing.
Community college has, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so are we happy to move on from that one with all those comments noted? Thank you for that. We now move to Town Ward, planning application 230357 full, 27 St Andrews Road. When I looked at this yesterday, it's been withdrawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the drop curb thing, which struck me as a strange application anyway.
Okay, that makes that easier.
So now we move to planning application 230320 full, 27 Bill Grove. Replacement of an existing single glazed timber conservatory with a new single story side extension and installation of new timber fence along the boundary wall. Councillor Tim Dunpack, have you managed to look at anything?
No, I haven't managed to look at anything, I'm afraid. I'm aware of that house and I'm aware that reading the description sounds pretty automatic. But I'm not prepared to put it forward without seeing it.
Absolutely fine. So I managed to look at the plans this morning. It's quite a... it's quite a big house, bigger than most of them around it, and this does add a significant large amount of sort of space out onto the side of it, but it's well within the garden, the ground that's there. So I... In theory, in principle, I have no objection. But we won't vote on that unnecessarily. So, planning application 222786, listed building consent, flat 15 The Beacon. Lock up the existing doorway between the hall and the kitchen, creating a door opening between bedroom number 1 and bedroom number 2. Remove covered door in the kitchen. Remove section of wall between kitchen, living area, and install a bath in the bay window and tiled section of the floor in bedroom number 1. In terms of, I don't feel confident in commenting on that.
Okay.
Because we haven't seen any of the reports, and we didn't get a chance to look at those. My train journey wasn't long enough, and I've been looking on the way back. But yes, yeah, so I don't feel confident.
We'll come back to you then when it's on back online then.
The same, but obviously, even if we were to approve it here, it would need to be subject to conservation.
So, in that sense, happy to go with whatever they say, but I think we usually are, aren't we?
Yeah.
So. And now we have planning application 222392 full, King George V ground, one of many it seems, Exmouth Town Football Club, Southern Road, installation of covered stands, erection of a new barricade and alterations for a grade D upgrade. So as it stood before, are you alright? Shall I?
I can say.
Yeah.
So if I just as I think it was that they made an application before and they were told they needed various things, they needed a tree report and they needed a southwest water report. They're both now on the website, they do have them, and there's no major objections, I think. But again, we can't look at them. I mean, I have, Councillor Tim Dunper.
The other question I'd ask Ron's is, we did, when we looked at the original proposal, we said yes to it, I believe, we approved.
The
original?
Yeah, I think we did, subject to the tree officer's
Subject
report.
To the various reports.
Yeah.
Mm. What I'd like to propose is that we register no objection, subject to the reaction and reports of all those who bodies that were wanted further information. If that's acceptable.
Actually, don't ask me on this because I'm Councillor Cagle.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's one.
Thank you. To be honest, I don't think I was at the meeting when it was discussed. I may be wrong because it doesn't come to my memory, but I noticed that they've already doing some work there. I don't know whether that's on previous application or the amended application.
Can I just ask whereabouts are they doing work? Is it what actually on the pitch?
It's towards the between the pitch and the building.
Oh, okay.
There's a big piece of ground that's been done now.
Okay.
There's people working there. So. Anyway, that's not the point I wanted to make. The point I wanted to make is I'm fully supportive of the planning application and the ground and all the rest of it. I think it's a great thing for Exmouth. What concerns me is on match days, the amount of cars that are parking out in Carter Avenue and Holston Road, or Holston Avenue, which only one resident, but someone who knows me as a councillor, brought it to my attention and they said, is there anything that can be done because it causes a hazard? And I feel that's quite right. You've got a ground that you're going to actually improve. You're probably going to end up with more supporters. You've got a car park there which is limited in its capacity. I've seen coaches parked on the pavement outside. Well, surely you should be getting your coach, a visiting coach in the car park. Maybe your staff that are running the ground park in the car park. Anybody else? Park down the Esbury car park and walk up.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely. That's
the way I see it.
I think... That's going to be if they carry on their path to the Premier League, it's going to be that is going to be something they're going to need to address, definitely.
Because they're just spread out with the car parking in the residential area, which is really not acceptable to the local populace.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I think when it's a car park just down the road, and all they're going to do is walk 3 minutes up there.
Yeah.
Up the road.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the car park itself is used, a little bit of it is cordoned off, and it's used as one of these places,
they're making money, obviously, for that. But if you're using the car park for that, and then you're allowing your passengers to park out in the street, I don't find that acceptable.
Yeah. Tim?
Thank you.
Cheers, Fred.
Yeah, just to say, in answer to what Fred's just said, the whole thing about car parking is very, very contentious over there. There are a few people who take that view, rather more who take the opposite view, not only in terms of the parking for football, but also parking for going up the cycle trail, and also, of course, most recently on the residential parking permit, which I had one person who came back to me and was very, very worried that they were going to actually impose residential permits on them, and I had to interrogate Councillor Richard Scott at great length to establish that they weren't, and which caused an interesting issue. Anyway, just that's one thing. I think I also to, now we've mentioned the development that has gone on between the pitch and the clubhouse, my neighbour is actually involved on helping in that. He's a practical man and does a lot of woodworking and has done quite a lot of work over there. So I think you could add that to my interests in that.
Oh, right, yep, okay.
I don't believe that forms part of this application.
No.
I think it's just aesthetic.
It does.
Sorting out the patio a bit there. So, in principle, as Councillor Dunford suggested, that we have no objections subject to the reports. I mean, because I'm not going to vote on this, so are we happy to vote?
Do we have a second of that?
Yes, anybody willing to
second it? Well, I'm willing to second it, but I think I would like to see those comments
absolutely.
Back to the club and say, this is something you need to consider long term.
Going forward, yeah, definitely.
Because it would just get worse and people be coming back. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, of course. Does anybody else have any comments at all? So we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Okay, and I will abstain.
Mm-hmm.
Planning application 22, so this is the second addendum one, planning application 22-2158 full, 44 Montpellier Road. Conversion of roof space to habitable use to include a front dormer, a roof light, a rear covered balcony, proposed remodelling of the rear tenement to provide external staircase and decked area. These are amended plans. The amended plans have the conversion of the roof space to habitable use to include a front dormer, one roof light and a covered rear balcony. I, to be completely honest, when I looked at the addendum, I saw the football club. I didn't realise there was one underneath it. Because I was just looking at it quickly, I have no idea. Councillor Dunfer?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Rons if you knew what the Town Council view on the original application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No. Okay, so I think we just have to say that we
can't.
Councillor Rosson has it.
Oh, Councillor.
Yeah, I actually managed to open this one up this morning before the site went down. And I read the conservation officer's report. His view is that the proposed rear dormer and alterations to the rear tenement will have a detrimental impact on the character and appearance of the property and are considered to undermine the historic and aesthetic value attributed to number 44. And he goes on. So, personally, I would be happy to support a rejection.
Have the amended plans addressed these comments?
He wrote that report on the 18th, so that's recent. Yeah.
Oh, right. So are these amended plans not in response to those comments, do you know?
No, that's the conservation officer's report.
And that was a section of it. That was the, do you say the 18th of February, was it, of this year?
All right.
I
assume
so.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it fits in with the application. I mean, there is an objection as well from a neighbour.
Okay.
Saying that he understands the concept is to divide the property into three flats, and that would create increased traffic.
So, do you think these?
I think that's from a previous.
Have been submitted in response to that then.
Yeah, I do certainly remember what Mike is quoting there from the original. So
right.
I suspect it's his comment to the original, Mike.
Mm.
But we'll look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
So if Tim and I agree to have a look and make our own comments, which I should anyway.
Mm.
So we'll just leave that one then.
Yeah.
In terms of voting. Okay. And now we move to finally Withycombe, Raleigh. Planning application 230206 full, 5 Copperfield Close, proposed cladding on top gable ends of the house and garage. Councillor Frank Cullis, who the planning portal was down by the time he got to do this, from memory. I think he'd looked at it before, but not properly. He can't see a problem with it. The buildings in the area are of a similar style and appearance, and this would be different from the norm, but not to the extent that it would be detrimental enough to the appearance of the area for the planning committee to object to. Does anybody else know this property or have any idea at all? I think if we know Councillor Cullis's comments on your responses, but that we're unable to, to do anything. So now we move to other items. Item number 7 on the agenda. I forgot this was on it. I will need to put in my usual licensing conflict of interest thing. Notification of a new time-limited premises licence received, Withycombe Rugby Football Club for Withfest, a festival of withs. It's to be held on the 15th of July, so it's a time-limited premises licence application to include just on the Saturday. The bar area will be open from 12 until 10 in the evening. There are also applications for the performance of live music, and recorded music and the supply of consumption on the premises. There will be an agreed event management plan, and any representations we make must relate to one or more of the following four licensing objectives: the prevention of crime and disorder, public safety, prevention of public nuisance, and the protection of children from harm. Does anybody have any comments on that? Cool. Oh, Councillor Bradley.
Yes, they had a similar event, I think, last year. And they were very good on their time, so I could hear it from where I live. And I have no objections at all. They seem very responsible crowd. And I would be quite happy to recommend it, Chair.
Cool, thank you very much. I mean, certainly, if they've had a good... Yeah, Councillor Toy, sorry.
I'm pleased to note that they're closing the bar fairly early, which is because of the noise of problems that could occur with the neighbours, so that's okay, it's fine, no problem.
Cool, yeah, and if they've run a good one in the past, that stands in a really good stead for other ones, so that'll be have a major bearing on it. Okay, that's cool. So we don't need to vote on that, we just note those.
Mm-hmm.
Item number 8, items for information. There's an appeal decision for 65 Silverton Road, Chestnuts. Demolition of existing building, construction of 9 apartments with associated parking, cycle bin and stores, and creation of new vehicular access onto the Silverton Road. The appeal decision was attached for information. I can't remember what it was.
No, I can't either.
The appeal was accepted. Right,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, hey.
Yeah. I think it was dismissed.
Chairman,
may I make a comment?
Yeah, certainly.
I think I probably, from memory, made the same comment in the applications. This application's come before us several times over the years. My concern then, as in now, is now it's been given the go-ahead that I'd like to see some traffic lights there when the demolition is taking place and all the rubble is being taken off the site. Because it's on a very sharp bend, and it's quite a fast road there, and you come around the bend and all of a sudden, that's it, the traffic stops, or a truck's pulling out, so I'd like it done under traffic light conditions. If you can make a note, please, Jeff.
I'd agree
there. That's the only thing we can, it's not something we can make a note of here, but we can, there's highways and that need to be written into the...
Well, if you could make a note and send it to East Devon.
Devon County.
And County as well.
Yeah. Or Devon County as well. And then we've alerted them to our concerns. If they choose to do nothing about it, that's entirely up to them. But I would hope they'd have more sense and realise the potential danger of the situation.
Okay.
Because we all know from experience that with those which drive, the little lane that comes down from Gorfin Hall. People shoot out from there in a car, and that's potentially very dangerous, and there's very near misses there. So if you're coming out slowly in a laden truck with a rubber on board, you know, there could be all sorts of problems.
I'm happy to write an email.
Can you
okay.
Yeah,
I'll
that.
So
the site up by Tesco's, there are blokes out on the road, it's a straight road. So
you can see what's happening,
yeah.
Okay, that's not old. I'll write an email for that.
Chair, just for information, the talk is actually on the agenda.
Say again, sorry?
The decision of the planning inspector is actually on our agenda, as you can read it.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you. So now we come to the planning decisions. They've agreed with some of them. Land at Liberty Business Park, we had an objection. They've given them conditional approval. We had no objection to the new building at Queen's Drive. They have refused it. And the British Red Cross building, there was no objection from us. They have refused it, which is a bit surprising. And 29 Clarence Road, there was no objection from us and they refused it. Okay.
Chair, sorry to interrupt you again. The land at Liverton Business Park, is that on condition there's traffic lights being at Liverton Business Park?
No, it's to do with the... to do with
on a reassessment of traffic movements, don't we? They're increasing units at this sort of rate. Sometime we need to see whether it's getting more dangerous exiting from the business park.
I shouldn't hold your breath because you never know what might happen with the whole planning deal and all the rest of it, the road. And so
they ain't
going to change anything until they've got the planning.
Hopefully they might look at it as part of Dingham Way when that gets done. That would be...
Yeah.
So, and if they identify house building on the side, etc. Roads, assembly,
Right, thank you everyone.